Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that auto parts delivery driver Heidi is making $37,000 a year. And loves what she does, by the way. Is totally happy. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Caitlin, who lives in Mount Vernon. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks so much for calling in for Share Your Salary and helping the greater good. We are making this no longer a taboo conversation. This is helping people who may be at a crossroads right now professionally.
Yes.
And we love you 911 dispatchers. We always get great stories. So let's get to it. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to rapid fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song so we can collect our thoughts. When the song is over, we'll guess what we think you make. But then you're going to tell everybody, Caitlin, you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sound good.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Emily, are you ready?
Yes.
Fire away.
How many interviews did you have to go through to get this job?
One.
How many calls would you say you answer a day?
Around 50.
How long have you been working there?
I've been a dispatcher for 2 different agencies, but total of 5 years.
Is it hard not to get emotional on the phone?
No.
Why did you switch agencies?
Just closer to home.
Do you ever go back and replay the calls in your mind later in the day?
No, not really.
How many other people are working in the call center?
At a time, we have about 6.
What is the most common kind of call you get?
Civil complaints.
Do you work a lot of overtime?
Yes.
Have you seen those calls, the civil complaints, go up since the lockdown?
No.
Do you work day shift or night shift?
Day shift.
Do you own your own headset?
Yes.
How old are you?
24.
What's the key to a comfortable chair?
Mesh.
I'm sorry, Emily. That's all the time that we have. Look at that. So, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, 46150. Text in your guess right now. What do you think Caitlin of Mount Vernon makes every year as a 911 dispatcher? It's really important that you take the time, if you don't mind, because I like to use one of your guesses every single day, and I'll give you a little bit of love on the air. So, put your name on it and where you live, please. And the cool part is we're going to play the song right now. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Caitlin is going to share her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Caitlin with a K. She lives in Mount Vernon, and she's a 911 dispatcher. And don't worry, we're going to ask her about the weirdest call she ever got coming up in a minute. But first, let's play the game, and Emily's going to tell you what we just learned a minute ago.
So she's been doing this about 5 years, but worked for 2 different agencies, moved to agencies to be closer to home. She takes about 50 calls a day, and she doesn't get emotional over the calls.
I imagine that. Well, let's ask questions later. Let's get to the guessing part. Emily, you were the winner yesterday, so you have to go first.
Because you said you do a lot of overtime, I'm going to go 67.
Ooh, seems rich, but I like your play. I'm going to use a text. Stephanie and Kent, thank you for taking the time. She was a little bit lower, and I don't know. I didn't go to the salary spectrum. I know we've had 911 dispatchers on before, so I don't know. But blindly, I'm going to go here with Stephanie and Kent. Who knows? Maybe she's a 911 dispatcher. 55 is what she is saying. And I think you're onto it, though, with the overtime there, Emily. Slow Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to take the even higher end at 72.
Oh, my word. All right, 55, 67, 72, we've logged our guesses, but the important part is you sharing your salary, Caitlin. You telling everybody right now how much money you actually make every year as a 911 dispatcher. What is the number?
On the low end of the overtime, it's around 70,000.
Oh, Slow Joe nips it by a grand. Nice win. You guys were all over it. We, Stephanie and I, were a little bit off. So, Caitlin, this is the part we really enjoy. And by the way, thanks for doing what you do. We can't imagine how many people you help every day, taking 50 calls a day. But the strangest call you have ever received, what is the call that stands out in your mind?
It was not too long ago. It was a kid who was going to run away, and then he got scared to run away, so he called in a fake burglary. And it was so real. I was like, there's someone running after him, but there was no one.
Oh, wow.
How old was this kid, you say?
He was a teenager. I'm not sure his exact age.
And so he called you to say that somebody was robbing his house? Is that how it worked?
Yeah. Yeah, he said someone was breaking into his house, and he kept saying, oh, they're running towards me, they're running towards me, and it sounded so real, and it was not.
That is diabolical.
Yeah.
I, you know, worry about my son sometimes, but if you're the parent of that kid, you're like, oh my gosh.
I don't understand. How does that get him out of running away?
I don't know. He had his bag packed and everything.
I think it was just a cry for attention.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
But do you think when all the police and the mayhem began, then he was going to, like, sneak out the back door? I don't know. I don't know the end game either, Slow Joe. I think it was a fair question. I just assumed everybody else got it. All right, Kayla, listen, we love you. Thanks for doing what you do and really appreciate you being a part of Share Your Salary. You are awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.